The Kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Some great bands this weekend, which you're looking ahead to. What are you going to pick out?
Yeah, is it David Barnacle first? Is it you've gone for? Yes. So this is the other band who was on the Shipwreck Night, which is a week Friday. The band on first with the guys who were in the room, made up to have David Barnacle get involved. His band's called David Barnacle and the Mystery Force, and the song's called Human Sacrifice.
That is David Barnacle and the Mystery... Is it Force? Is
yeah,
it?
Mystery Force. Yeah, and yeah. Human Sacrifice is the song. It's from a brilliant EP of the same name, which is available on Bandcamp. It's on Spotify as well, so do check it out. But as I say, he's opening up for us next Friday night at the Shipping Forecast, so do try and come down. The next band is the Ragamuffins, who've been in the studio well over a year ago. They were one of the first bands we had there, I think. Dave Jaggs from the Ragamuffins is a lovely fella. They've just made an absolute shedload of money for charity, actually, I should point out, around $5,500 for Alder Hey Hospital. I've just got confused, sorry, because they did the charity single just before Christmas as well that raised about £1,000 for a homeless charity as well. So but this Alder Hey gig they did, $5,500, which is absolutely brilliant. So good on them. They're doing a gig on Monday in the Caledonia, and it's completely free to get in. They love it down at the Caledonia. They're brilliant live, really good fun. They have a big brass section, a jumper player who's absolutely incredible. So do get down and see them. And the Caledonia is just a nice pub. So yeah, Monday night. But this is the Ragamuffins, and If Something Don't Change.
Something don't change soon, I guess it's over. Something don't change soon, I guess it's gone. The fact is I've become resigned to trying to manage this decline until it's done.
Ragamuffins, we were just discussing about getting them back in.
Yeah, I'll give Jags a call. I'm sure he'd love to. He's a shameless self-promoter.
as everyone has to be.
In a very good way, yeah, as everyone has to be. He plays the game, so we'll get Jagsy back in. He's a nice fella. As I say, they're playing on Monday at the Caledonia, completely free to get in. And the very last band they're playing are Colour. And they're a band who I put on at the Dovedale Towers quite a few years ago. And they dropped off the radar a little bit for me. I don't know whether they'd had a bit of a hiatus or what, but someone mentioned they'd done a gig with them a couple of months ago, and I was like, oh, I didn't realise they were still going. Must check them out. So there you are. Whittle Boys as well. So Whittle representing. There we are. But yeah, brilliant band. This is Colour, and the song is called Slow.
I still feel dirty.
boy had somewhere to go, and now we're best friends. Cause I know he walked in my shoes. Give me news, give me good news.
Yeah, some of the lyrics there, absolutely brilliant. I tailed a cop car just so I had somewhere to go.
Yeah, it's
very colour.
It's a very quirky song, that is, as this case is called Slow. They're playing the Zanzibar tomorrow night. Good lineup at the Zanzibar tomorrow night. So if people want to get down to that, call it one of the bands playing. And just to prove that Liverpool is a melting pot where we all associate with each other, Caitlin has a colour story.
Yeah, I know Connor, the drummer. He had his own recording studio in his bedroom years ago, and it was the first time I ever recorded anything with my friend Jamie, who is in a band called Wild Fruit Art Collective.
That was your entry into the music scene, was it?
It certainly was, yeah. So thanks, Connor. Not seen him for ages. So.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Great to have them on there.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.